CliffCentral.com.
All right, look who's here. It's Rich Mulholland, and we're all very jealous of the holiday he had in Iceland, which sounds like it must have been the most incredible holiday for anybody in 2016.
It was super rad. It was absolutely amazing.
You lucky bastard. But Iceland is fascinating.
It's an unbelievable place.
You went to the Penis Museum.
Yep. We saw penises bigger than us.
Did you see that whale one that's still there?
Yeah. It's like the dodgy whale penis. There's like this real dude penis. It's like all destroyed. It's like apparently our penises don't stand the test of time as well as other penises.
Did you see teeny tiny penises as well?
I saw some tiny little penises.
Yeah.
So I saw basically a ton of penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's not why you went to Iceland.
I mean, well,
you didn't just go for the
main
cock.
Reason.
It was your tribute to George Michael.
Yeah, I did. Look, that is why I went there. But you know, when we were there, we decided to do other stuff as well.
Yeah,
fascinating place. Everyone should go.
So, hot and cold are a big deal in Iceland, right?
Yeah.
There are some very hot things and some very cold things. Is that volcano? You could say that.
Yeah,
bet you could say it.
What's it? No.
It's too difficult.
You're not even going to try.
Any yoke affair. So whenever they do the 2L sound, they do this. So Jazz was ordering a
beer. They pull their mouth to the side?
To the side.
And they go.
And Jazz, we were speaking to friends of ours who are Icelanders. And they were saying, no, the easy way to confuse an Icelander is tell him to use the other part of his mouth. And they can't do it. They learn to speak with one side. So their kind of most popular beer is called Gut. And
Gut. Gut.
Yeah. See, now can I try to do it the other way?
Gut.
And it's G-U-L-L.
All right, so you literally have to pull your mouth.
Yeah.
Gut. Like someone stuck their finger in your cheek and pulled your cheek that way.
So that volcano is Eyjafjallajökull. You know what the
That's
funny
amazing.
Thing is? You know what it means? Like this beautiful complex name? It means island, mountain, glacier. All their names are like pond with stone. Udenfaglenklu. It is super rad. Very literal.
Wow.
So the language is 100% phonetic.
Yeah.
So everything is written. They have none of these like, oh, if it's written like this, say it this way.
Oh, so you wouldn't say the word said, S-A-I-D.
Yeah. So everything would be said the way that, and that's why they have these extra characters and letters, because it's to tell you exactly what to say.
Okay.
So theoretically, if you know how to say it, all you have to know is that you emphasize the first syllable. So, and like everything else just falls off a cliff. So a friend of ours' name is Svenhilda, but I would say Svenhilda. They don't be like because it's like Svenhilda, and like just a.
You're only meant to put all the emphasis on the beginning.
On the beginning, and then the rest of it's like a blur.
Emphasis on the first syllable.
Yeah, emphasis on the first syllable.
Got you.
Have you watched that TV show Trapped?
No.
No.
So somebody recommended it to me before we left. It's in Icelandic with English subs. If you enjoy in any way those kind of British crime dramas, you know, those kind of, or like The Killing or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is like that, and it is phenomenally good.
So how long were you there for? Because it looked like you were there for 2-3 weeks.
No. We went to France for snowboarding, mm-hmm. and then we came back for a week, and then we went to Iceland for 8 days.
Okay, so I mean, what kind of a place is this? Because it's in the middle of the Atlantic. It's between Greenland and Northern Europe.
Yeah.
There's no real reason to go there. It's out of the way. What's extraordinary about Iceland?
So there's a lot. I mean, first of all, it is between Europe and
Greenland.
Well, it's also between Europe and
the
North
Arctic.
America.
Yeah.
And you actually stand on the tectonic plates between the two continents. So you can actually go down, dive, and snorkel and touch North America and Europe, continental
wow.
plates. It's got a ton of, because it's a constantly changing landscape, it's all volcanic. It's got a ton of stuff that changes and a lot of big glaciers and a lot of cool things to see. And I guess that's it. It's just like rad stuff to see. But the real reason to go is actually just because the people's mindset is so different. Like, have you heard of John Gnarr?
No.
So you got to check this guy out. John Gnarr was the mayor. But in 2008, they were really, really smashed hard by the financial crisis. And everyone was pissed off. So one of the original guys in the Icelandic punk rock scene who went on to become a stand-up comedian said, this is bullshit, I'm taking over. And he created a satirical political party called The Best Party and then got voted in as mayor.
Wow.
He became the mayor of Reykjavik. And he did some stuff and he made some big changes and he did some cool things. And it all started as a joke, but people will vote them in.
Sort of like Donald Trump.
Yeah, and there's no celebrity there. There's something weird to see. There's absolutely no celebrity. So Bjork will stand in a queue to get into a restaurant, and if somebody said, "Oh, that's Bjork, let her go in," she would be like, "Absolutely not." And all the Icelanders would be like, "Why would you do that? Why would you let her skip the queue?" The president's house, we went up to the front door, and the prime minister's office, you can just walk in. I could just like walk in and say hi.
Really?
Yeah. They've got a bit of a murder problem. There are two a year.
Two a year?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Two a year.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Yeah. Jazz and I were there together, and obviously the worry was, what if you're those two? You know, on one side, everyone's happy, because statistically, the rest of the year, they're fine. And in fact, it's not actually two a year. I think it's like they might have three every 2 years.
Wow.
Like, there's just no murder. And when we were booking around, we were booking stuff on tours, and the one guy's a Scottish guy, runs a tour company. And I can't remember what we were talking about, but he was saying that he had this couple come in the other day and tell him that his wallet was stolen. And he said, "What?" He said, "Yes, I went to this restaurant and my wallet was stolen." He said, "You're having a laugh. There's no way your wallet was stolen. They don't steal things here. You can't get stuff stolen." And sure enough, the guy went back and was behind the counter, and every cent was in it. Like, if somebody sees your wallet.
What an amazing place.
I accidentally paid a cabbie. So it's all these weird thousands of numbers, and it was supposed to be 1600 kroner, and I paid him 16,000 kroner, and he drove away hooted and came back and said, no, you gave me far too much money, and give me it back.
That would never happen here.
Didn't accept a
tip. So I take it he wasn't one of the guys doing the murdering then. He sounds cool.
Yeah. And they don't, he's not in that cult. Don't accept tips for anything. It's only, if there was even a slight negative, and it's not a negative, but if it was a slight negative, it's that there's no tipping. So minimum wage is so good that you just don't tip anyone. Like the Icelanders won't tip anyone. But the service then is good enough, it's efficient, but you actually realize we're quite spoiled. Bribing serving staff actually does that. That does have a helpful upswing. So if Jazz and I were like playing a card game and the pizza plate was still in front of us, no one would be in a rush to take it away there.
Right.
And the one time I said, "Sorry, do you have some chili flakes?" And she said, "Yes, they are on the shelf." And
I was like, "Oh, okay. Go get them yourself."
My bad. and so that's the kind of thing. But it really is certainly a place that you should add. It was on our bucket list, and now we definitely want to book back. Probably 2018 summer we'll go.
I've got those hot springs and then that very cold sort of wintry landscape and
crazy.
Mountains.
It was freezing. We were in jackets and jerseys. They would run around. They'd run into the cold North Atlantic. And then they would run straight in, and they would be like red, like you see these beetroot men running back in their speedos, and then they jump into the boiling hot spring. Oh, there's no, everything's off the grid. You know, they say to you, when you turn your taps, the hot tap and the cold tap come from different water sources. So the cold tap comes from a beautiful spring, and it's mineral water that you're drinking from the tap. And the hot tap is geothermal. So it smells slightly sulfuric at first. You have to get used to it. But they say, please, guilt-free, you shower and bath as long as you want, because it's all just using geothermal.
Wow.
All the electricity in the country is 100% geothermal. So everything they do, all their car, everything is geothermal.
Doesn't it seem that all of humanity should be aiming to be like Iceland eventually?
This is where the magic comes. As you start realizing, like, this place has it right. You're only 330,000 people, and nature keeps beating you up. It keeps beating the shit out of you, right? So you have to learn. So they eat weird things at times and stuff like that.
Mm. You ate that disgusting fish.
Fermented shark.
Oh.
It tastes like ammonia. You do it as a dare.
Did you vomit?
Nearly, I gagged.
Mm.
But and then I ate it, and I said to Jazz, let me see. And she pressed record when it wasn't eating, and then stop when I did eat it. So she made me do it again.
So you've got that video.
Yeah.
Can we have that?
Yeah, for sure. I'll send it through.
Right,
it's pretty gross.
Ugh.
Do they have strange rules, like no flushing toilets after 10 p.m. or, you know, like weird stuff like that?
No, they have everyone's, so fireworks, no fireworks the whole year, except for, there's like a 1 week window, and then it's as much fireworks as you can shoot, and all the money goes, you can only buy fireworks from one place, and that's search and rescue. So the search and rescue for the year, basically stupid tourists, saying, don't drive your car on a glacier. They're like, this one looks safe. They spend their life like four times a day. A helicopter goes out picking up stupid tourists doing stupid things. And it's 100% paid for in 1 week of fireworks.
Well, that's a clever way of fundraising.
Yeah. So actually, with everyone hating on fireworks, I feel they've done a good thing. Obviously, you never wear your shoes inside. So you get into a house, you take off your shoes.
Well, it's also because you're wearing like snow boots.
Yes, and everything's wet and stuff. And it's just a fascinating place. And the people are and sex. So a woman will, they say if you can't get laid in Iceland, you're just not trying. They have a very different mindset around the attitude towards sex. So there is absolutely no, oh, you're a woman sleeping around, so you're a slag. That does not exist as a concept. If a woman wants to have sex, they're the first place in the world to have a female prime minister. They've currently got, I think it's, if it's a president or prime minister, I'm not sure, but they've got a female lesbian head of state. They've got a, like, they're very, and it's not like a thing for them. They're not progressive. They're not leftist liberals. They're just
ordinary
whatever
people.
Man. That wasn't part of her campaign. And if a woman wants to have sex with you, she'll have sex with you because she's in complete control of her own body and she likes sex.
Who would have thought such a revolutionary concept, huh?
Anyway, I actually have it. If I've got 2 minutes, I've actually got something.
Yeah. I know you do, but I just wanted to hear all about Iceland. And I hope it kind of segues in.
I really think so. I mean, it was a very big soul-searching-y thing. There's a lot. Like, I really would live there. Like, if I could. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal place.
Let me guess, they've got, like, amazing internet that comes out of a rock or something.
The internet is... I mean, that's the other thing. We're seeing this... Oh, the other thing is they have beautiful love of less. Like, the little Airbnb we stayed in, it wasn't... Like, these people, like, they... It's stupidly expensive to live in the middle of Reykjavik, but... They have kind of what they need and not too much more.
They're not consumer culture.
They're not
culture.
Yes, they're not overly. Like that's the thing. Like the people I went to see, some of our friends there. I mean, they have a board game collection. They own a board game shop, so I guess you wouldn't need to have a big. But they're like, they have the games they really, really want. There's no understanding. Like, why would you want to own 650 games? You can't play that much. They're simply not like that.
So they have what they need and they don't go for more.
Yes, and they'll buy stuff they want and they'll use it. They won't have superfluous waste. They don't seem like a superfluous, wasteful place.
Simplicity.
Yeah, simplicity. And but again, not simple people at all. They're almost highly evolved. They're smarter than us to the point of they understand the value of simplicity as opposed to we're simple folk.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so the other thing I wanted to start off with the year was so I go to this leadership summit in Washington before I went to France, and I'm standing there. I have to stand up and do this speech, and it's like 3 minutes at the end. I'd already done one little speech, a short little one, early standing ovation from the guys. I was super amped. I had to stand up at the end. There's 28 people in the room, and we had to say who were we when we came in, what did we learn here, and what are we going to do differently? And I was amped and I had everything and prepared it. And I stood up and I felt like bloody Meryl Streep. And I started to cry. And I cried my way through a speech for 5 minutes.
Why? What the hell happened to you? You're not that kind of guy.
Well, I'm not, except it made me realize that, and this is, I guess, where the point's going to come in. It made me realize that I actually have to start taking control. Shit that's not working great for me is not working great because of me. And I actually had to start turning around and saying, you know, you got 100 excuses and 100 great lines for things that you're not in control of. Ah, well, you know, my focus, my business is not my priority. No, bullshit. If it's your business and it's your thing, it is your priority. It's your job. And I think I actually stood up and I said, the person I came here was a liar. Like, I lie about a lot of stuff to myself.
Right.
This isn't that important.
We all
do. This isn't that thing.
Sure.
And it gives me an easy escape. And bizarrely, I got very emotional in it, and it was a thing. It was, like, cathartic. And why I want to bring this up is I think people last year lied to themselves with a small little thing. It seems like a small thing. But the amount of times I heard people saying, oh, 2016 strikes again last year, to the point that it started becoming an excuse. Like, oh, my sales weren't great and things like this. Oh, we didn't make target again. Oh, and this genuinely was a conversation I had with a friend of mine who's an entrepreneur. Didn't make target. It was horrific. Oh, 2016, what can you do? No, you can build a better pipeline. You can do many things, but you can't blame a calendar event for stuff. And I love reading fiction. One of my favorite books is a book by this guy, Kevin Wingle, and it's called People Die. And let me explain something. Celebrities, guys, they're going to die. I'm going to make a prediction this year that even more celebrities are going to die this year. And it actually makes sense because as celebrity grows, You know, there weren't that many celebrities in the 50s and 60s.
There's going to be more of them to die.
So now there's internet heroes and more. There's like 50 genres of music that all have superstars and all things. There's more, statistically more people that can die. And we're confusing this correlation of people, random people dying. Like a bunch of fucking drug addicts keep dying. And I'm like, oh my God, 2016. No, heroin. Like, come on. Okay. There's stupid lifestyle choices. And all I want to do is a cautionary tale this year is to say, let's make that hashtag die in 2016. Let's make the idea of blaming a year. Like, as shit years go, 2016, not so bad. 1945.
Yeah.
You know,
it's 6 million people starved to death in the Ukraine.
Right, exactly. I mean, we can list hundreds of events of where lots of people were dying for stupid reasons.
The smallpox.
Yeah, smallpox, the plague, the whatever. You know, and I just want to say that we all had a laugh and we all had those 2016 hashtags. But later on in the year, people genuinely started to say, to use it as personal excuses for why things weren't working out for them. Oh, 2016 strikes again. And I just want to stress that I think that joke must be over. We've had our year where we can blame the year. Let's not, when people start dying this year.
But you know what? Here's the problem, Rich, is that what you were saying earlier is that people don't. They lie to themselves. They find other people and other things to blame for their own inadequacies. I think if it's not the year, we'll find something else to blame this year.
Trump.
It'll be Trump. It'll be politicians in general. It'll be climate change.
I like blaming far lefties. That's my favorite thing to blame.
It'll be, but it could be those too.
Hipsters and with their...
Hipsters. It could be all kinds of stupid
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there's always somebody that we're ready to blame, depending on how much we hate said, you know, category of people.
Right, so I try to end last year with the premise of an understanding of a lot of the time I only have myself to blame.
I think one of the worst human characteristics, and I've thought about this over the holidays, is scapegoating. It's what we do when we can't take personal responsibility for something.
Yeah.
Whether it's another group of people, whether it's an idea, whether it's a religion, whether it's a piece of technology, there's always something to blame that means you don't have to be responsible. Well, I've got bad news for you. This is going to have to be the year that you decide it's me.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for all the destruction and havoc in my life, and I'm responsible for the good. So choose to have more of the latter and less of the former.
Right, and I guess I don't want this to be a resolution for me thing. I think
no,
it was more of
a realization
that happened late in the year. And the problem for it was that once I came to that realization, there is no turning back. I actually am unable to stop the lie now. Yep. And or to carry it on. So anyway, so that was that. So that was my challenge.
Well, here's a question from somebody. This question is: they always seem to roll Elton John out for obituaries when celebrities die. Who will sing for Elton John when he shuffles off the mortal coil? Any ideas?
Well, yeah, I mean you got to think David Furniss should know how to sing by now.
But I mean, that is true. Like, will they? Elton John should actually pre-record his own.
Yeah, he should. Foresight.
I lived my life. You know what? We can do like a Gorillaz hologram type thing, you know, Tupac. Yeah. We can Tupac Elton John to sing at his own memorial.
Yes.
Because he does People Die songs.
Yes.
That's his thing to do. Like, that's his jam. Like, I actually think, if you think about it, it's probably him killing the bloody celebrities.
it's like Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, like when album, yeah, he's like Angela Lansbury of the celebrity music world. Whenever like it's gone for a while and he needs to up his record sales, he's like, shit, somebody big's got to go.
Someone's got to die.
Hey, George Michael, pop over for a sec. Listen, pass him a needle. And then George Michael dies. And then, I mean... Yeah, I actually think whoever that tweet was, they're into smarter stuff.
Yeah, it's very smart.
Yeah.
All right. Rich, listen, good to see you. I'm glad you could make it for our first show back to set the agenda for 2017, and always valuable to hear what you have to say. We had a piece of fan mail for you earlier, actually. Someone said they listened to all your podcasts of last year in a row on a 500-kilometer road trip, and they loved it.
Wow. Thank you so much, whoever that is. That's
Quentin.
Amazing. Thank you, Quentin. I'm away again until the 7th of February.
What are you doing this time?
I'm off on Wednesday to Dubai, and then I'm going straight from there to Canada. I'm doing a speaking tour there.
Canada.
I'm going like dodgy places, like rad, like Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Nice.
And then I'm back again in Cape Town for a few days. Then I'm going to Portugal, UK, and Puerto Rico.
Very. What an interesting cornucopia of places you're gathering.
Yeah, but I was saying to a friend of mine, he said to me yesterday, oh, I'm totally jealous. So I said, dude, you measure the time you say goodbye to your kids and your wife in hours.
Yeah.
So you're winning at life. All I get is passport stamps. Yeah. Anyway, but it's cool. It is interesting. I certainly don't feel like a victim.
No, hell no.
Right.
And I'm very, very happy to hear about Iceland. It's one of those places I've always been fascinated by.
Awesome, guys. It was really fantastic
tattoos.
To be back. Yeah, well,
new
I don't know if you saw that one.
The robot, we had that last year.
That was
year.
Just came in, so I've got to do the colors. That's settled now, so I'm going to do
looks
the colors
pretty good,
and things.
Man.
So hopefully next time I see you, I'll have these done, and the whole thing will be full, and I'll be done.
Looks amazing.
Rad.
All right.
Kids. Take it easy.
The ongoing Rich Mulholland Project. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rich. Reality Check Mondays with Rich Mulholland. CliffCentral.com.